put my tears in thy bottle. And that's a very familiar scripture, but I don't think I've ever preached on it. Lord, be his will. We'll try to today. I want to take a reading lesson out of 2 Corinthians and we'll try to get to that thought if the Lord lets us. It might be the last place we go where our thoughts coming from, but I feel like that's how we need to go about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul doing the speaking to the church of Corinth, the second letter to the church of Corinth. It says, I'm going to start reading in the third verse, and it said, blessed be to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to be comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted is in your consolation of salvation, which is affectional in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be confronted, comforted, it is your consolation of salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye also be of the consolation. For we would, brethren, have you, we would not, brethren, to have you be you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. And we were passed out of measure above strength, and so much that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from such great death, and doeth deliver us, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. And that's a whole lot of different words and a hard reading there. And that sixth verse, I've tried to understand that, but I don't know if I understand it all, so I'm not going to elaborate on that much at all. But we want to look at what it says here, mostly in the third and fourth verse. It says, blessed be the God, even our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of comfort, who comfort us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them that which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And so God comforts us, and a lot of times we say we don't have no words of comfort, but according to the scripture, we should have words of comfort. We should be able to show people love. And God, Paul goes on and he tells them that there were some things went on in Asia there. And I believe the Bible mostly points to the 19th chapter there, due with Demetrius the silversmith. And you go on, you'll find out about Alexander there. And most believe he to be the one that was a coppersmith. And we may read about that in a little while. But Paul's life was in danger there. Alexander, it seemed to be one that was on his side at one time. And Paul turned him over to Satan and Timothy we find there. So sometimes we're hurt, and we're hurt by people that are very close to us. And sometimes it hurts us in such a point that we don't know where our comfort's going to come from. But I'm thankful that we can always go to God. And it says he would comfort us, and I believe that. So I want to try to look at how he keeps up with us. And he knows the things that we go through, and our tears that we cry. He holds them in a bottle, and they're rolling holding a book, and he keeps up with all that. He knows about what goes on in our lives. And when you're in trouble, listen, the things you're going through, God can help you, and he will comfort you. And he goes on to say, not only with that, but we're to comfort one another with those same things. And what are those things? He said in the fifth verse, therefore the sufferings of Christ abound in us, the consolation also abound by Christ. And the consolation, I wrote down the definition. I wanted to know that one. It says, the mind is hope, joy, and courage. I want you to know that's the thing he counsels us with, and the consolation of the comfort, and that's what we're to use on one another, try to help them with. So we're to give people hope, courage, and strength, and let them know if they'll lean on God, it'll be all right. And it will be. I believe in all my heart. I've watched people go through so much, and I've been through very little. Me and my wife talks about it all the time. We don't ever know. You don't ever know. I talked to a preacher last night, and he come here and preached. I don't know. It's been a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, and he talked about the things that we may have to suffer in life. And that very next week, something hit him and his family, and for a long time, he quit church. He didn't go for 6 months. What he's going through, and still going through it now. Listen to me. You need to understand, and I need to understand. We need to understand. Our strength comes from God. And I mean, people are going to do things to you. People you love are going to hurt you. And I want you to know, but God knows all about that. And he'll never leave us, nor forsake us, or leave us comfortless. In Matthew chapter 10, I want to read. Sometimes we read these scriptures and we talk, and they're good to use the lost people, but I want you to know they're good for me and you too. It says in the 28th verse, it says, fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy the both body, both soul and body in hell. In other words, don't fear man. Don't fear the Alexander the coppersmith. Don't fear Demetrius the silversmith who made his living by serving that false god, carving out images to Diana, and he was worried about losing his body. He was out. He wanted to kill Paul. He wanted to get rid of him. And sometimes people just want to get rid of us. But we're not to fear them. This is what he goes on to say. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall upon the ground without your father. I want you to know, even the birds, he knows about what's going on in them. And he said, but the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more precious than these sparrows. I want you to know, he knows everything that's going on in our lives. And we're more precious to him than the sparrows. We find over there, I thought about it the other night when we was trying to preach about Noah, how God instructed him to take the animals in two by two. God loved the animals, and he wanted to see fit that they was able to continue on. If he loves the sparrows, if he loves the birds, if he loves the dogs and the cattle and the creepy things and the things that flies about, how much more did he love me and you? He knows everything in our lives. He knows what's troubling you today. Every time you humble yourself down and cry, the Bible says, we shall weep in tears, but we shall sow in tears, but we shall reap in joy. I want you to know, when you humble yourself in the sight of God, and I'm not talking about worldly sorrow, I'm talking about things that trouble you, about our nation, about things that's going on about us. We worry about our children and our grandchildren, our homes and all the things. And we pray to God, we pour out them tears. He knows what we're going through. Amen. Paul said over there that their life was in danger. I want to go over there and read over there in Timothy in a minute. And it says the Lord stood with him. There's been so many times. It's been several years ago now. I preached on something hard. It wasn't here. I won't say where it was, but I preached on something pretty hard. And there's a lot of people I had confidence in and love got mad at me. They got upset about it. And I want you to know, I felt like I could crawl under a rug of some of the things were said. But listen, there was one little person there. I comforted me with love. And not only God stood with me, but that person stood with me. And that's what Paul said we're to do. When we see our brothers and sisters hurting, we're not just to turn our back on them, but we're to comfort them with the same comfort we're comforted of God. We're to show them love and kindness and mercy. Honey, you don't ever know when it's going to be you. It may be you the next time that everybody's coming after. It may be you that's standing there and everybody's just like a bunch of lions trying to destroy you. And boy, it feels good when some little person stands up and says, is this showing love to our brother? I want you to know we need that. I do. You may not, but I do. I need that strength for him to know that he knows exactly what I'm going through. And you do too. You just don't know how bad you need it. Paul. Y'all pray for her. John Mark, one time he turned from the work. He didn't continue on with them when it come time to go on another mission. Paul didn't want him to go. Paul got a little upset with him. But I'm so thankful we find the scriptures where that got fixed. I think a lot of times when they was on that ship, Paul said the angel of the Lord stood with him. When they was on their journey to Rome, when they was on that ship in that great big storm, it looked like Paul, he stood up and he told them, he said, brother, there's going to be much harm come if we take this journey. But they listened to the centurion more than they did Paul. And they boarded that ship and they left. And he prayed and the angel of the Lord stood by him. There was one time over there, I may be in the 20th chapter of Acts, over there where it said God stood with him and told him, if you testify to me in Jerusalem, you also testify for me in Rome. So I want you to realize God stood with him different times. There was one time they stoned that man. They thought they killed him. They drug him outside the city and left him for dead. And honey, I can't remember. It might have been 2 weeks. I heard Brother Barry talk about it. But it wasn't no time that man turned around, went right back to that same city where God standing with him and preached the gospel to him again. Yeah, amen. Yeah. God will stand with you. Amen. And most say this is the same Alexander here, but anyway, I won't read it all, but I want to read the 14th verse. He said, and Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. And the Lord will reward him according to his words. And I want you to know, friend, if you're a troublemaker and you cause trouble amongst the brethren, you're going to get rewarded according to your words. He told him, he turned him over to Satan that he might stop the blasphemy. I want you to know, honey, when you go out and you preach things in wrong and you cause trouble in God's churches, honey, the best thing to do with them is turn them over. Sometimes, and that's what Paul done. Don't fight with your fist. Give them to God and let him deal with them and let Satan work on them a while. And you who are also have greatly withstood our words, of whom be thou where also have greatly withstood her words. At my first answer, no man stood with me. Oh, would you listen to what it said? But all men forsake me. You'd find this in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and 14 down to the, you can read the remainder. I won't read it all. But 2 Timothy chapter 4 and starting in the 14th verse, he said, At first answered, no man stood with me, but all men forsake me. I pray to God that it may not be laid at their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, strengthened me that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me into the heavenly kingdom, of whom for glory and ever, listen to me, honey, sometimes nobody will stand with you. Sometimes your very best friends, your family, will turn against you. But honey, God, it said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. He knows what you're going through today. He knows what's troubling you. He knows where you are at today. He knows. He knows. You may not be able to make that next house payment that's going to put you in default, and you're going to lose your home. You may have went to every one of your friends and talked to them and tried to get a loan. You may have went to the bank. He knows where you're at today. He knows that you may have a sickness that ain't curable. He knows the very hairs of your head. And if he cares about those spirals, does he not care about you? He knows when your marriage is in trouble. He knows when your church is in trouble. He knows when your nation is in trouble. He knows all these things. He knows everything about us, and nothing passes him. When you humble yourself, when somebody you love lets you down, when somebody just hurts you so bad that you can't hardly stand it, and just cuts you to the bone, he knows about it. He knows when you lay in bed at night, when nobody else is around, when you think you're all by yourself, and you cry the tears and talk to him, he puts them in a bottle. They're wrote in his book. He knows about all of it. And when nobody else seems like they care, he does. When you feel like you're all alone, when you feel like Elijah, and you sit on that juniper tree, and you sit down and you're all by yourself, they're out to kill you. When you there's no hope and don't see, he'll send an angel just like he sent one to stand beside Paul. He'll fix you some bread, give you some water, strengthen you to go a little further. You'll find when you and your child are all alone, and all you have is a handful of meal and a little and the curse of the barrel. And that's all you've got, and you plan on eating it and just dying. He knows. He knows. He knows where you're at. When you're ready to give up, and everybody's ready to give up on you, and there ain't no hope. He knows. He knows. He knows. And he don't only know. Every tear that rolls down your cheek, he counts them. He's writing it down in his little book right now. He's not missing not one of them.
when you're brokenhearted, it gets his attention. He says he's nigh to them with a broken heart. And he's saving sons of the contrite spirit. That ain't just always talking about being born again. When your heart is broke, he sees that. He's right there with you. He loves you. He'll stand with you when everybody else turns and walks away. And you don't feel like you got a friend, don't worry. There is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. That 56th division of the Psalms. The Apostle Paul talked about how he finished his course in that same 2 Timothy chapter 4. A little earlier on in that chapter, he said, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. But not for me only, but for all those love his appearing. Listen, it says in the 56th chapter and 8th verse, now tell us my wanderings. He knows every path that you're going down. He knows the course you're on. He knows where you're at. He telleth thou wanderings. He knows where you are in this life. He knows everything's going on in your life. There ain't nothing he don't know about us.
Amen.
Put thou my tears in thy bottle. I've read where a lot of times in that time when they lost their family member, they take a bottle. And I don't know how it was made, but their tears, they would cry during the morning. And then they'd take that and put it in a bottle and bury it with their loved ones. I want you to know, he puts your tears in a bottle, in his bottle. And he knows where you're at today. He knows what you're going through today. He's keeping a record of it.
Amen.
Thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? He's going to open some books someday after a while, according to the Revelation letter. We're going to stand in front of him and he's going to open some books. And he's going to know exactly every tear that ever come. Your eye. Why? Why? Because he loves you.
Amen.
I can't stand to see my children hurt. One of my grandbabies, a little something can happen to them. Easton, he wrecked on a bicycle.
We had another new half, another Easton.
But Easton wrecked on his bicycle and it broke his jaw up here and turned his teeth around backwards. And after that, he's had so much anxiety and stayed scared all the time. But his little heart was broken. He tried to be tough all the time. But just to see him hurt, and when he'd cry, I just wanted to pick him up and just take it away. Lord, do you give this to me? Let me have this pain. Don't let him hurt. See, that's how God loves you. When he sees you crushed, when he sees your tears, he sees what you're going through. He just reaches down and picks you up and holds you in his arms. He writes those tears down. He puts them in his bottle. And he holds them with him. Why? Because he loves you. He wants to give you hope. He wants to give you strength. He wants to give you courage. Not to just give up and quit, but to keep going. Just as you have testified for him here, he's got a course. He knows your wanderings. He knows where he's going to take you. If you look at my Bible, I don't know about yours, back of my Bible, it's got Apostle Paul's journeys and his missions, his first, second, third mission, then his journey to Rome. And you can look at it and you can see it all rolled out there. Our brother Lyons taught us on it out of the book of Acts and another five, y'all. But you see his course going from here to there. That's his course, and it finished, I believe, in Rome. He said, I finished my course. That's where she ended. He knows her wanderings. He knows where you're at today. He knows how bad you hurt. And he's keeping up with it. I may let you down. Mom and daddy may let you down. Your brothers and sisters, Hilltop Church, may let you down. I pray we don't, but we might. I pray I don't let you down. I pray we do just like he said to do. We're to comfort one another with the same comfort that we're comforted with. But if I do, and the whole world lets you down, Joey, you're in a position, bud, everybody could turn against you. And they're talking about a sheriff back there, not you, Joey. But you're in one too. Don't think you can't. Don't think you ain't neither. You may be where you just think everybody loves you. That's the way it is with a pastor. Everybody can love you one day, and the next day you can be out. That's the way it is. That's just the truth. But everybody in Macon County may turn against you. It could happen. But the Lord God will stand with you. I don't know who else I'd rather stand by. I love my wife. She stands with me. She goes with me everywhere I go. I love her. But she can't take the stand. He can. He cares about you. Unconditionally. I hope somebody gets something out of this. There's 20 sermons in those scriptures I read today, if not more. I was just like, Lord, I don't want to use all of them at one time. Boy, I could make them stretch him out, last them a while. But he said, you use them all. And that's what we tried to do. There's some good stuff and all that. And I found that he is truly the good stuff. So if you're hurting today, you're going through the biggest trial and the biggest fire of your life, know that he cares. We have one that shares our infirmities. Oh, he shares. He goes through and he suffers with us as we go through these things. He keeps up with us what we're going through. I don't know, Brother Larry, and it's done warmed up in here, and it's a bunch of people. So I'm going to leave it up to y'all whether you want to have a handshake or not. If you want to come shake my hand, if there's something that might move you and you want to shake my hand or shake your brother and sister's hand, if you're here today and lost, and you want to know about one that cares for you, I've tried to tell you about one that cares for you this morning. He knows about how you hurt today. He cares about you. I'd give you an opportunity to come seek the Lord. This altar here is open. So if the Lord's dealing with you, come seek the Lord today.